Time to talk some football with Phil Moss. G'day, Mossy.
Morning, guys.
You've been doing the rounds this morning, mate. Plenty to talk about. 1-0 wasn't sort of how we thought it would work out, but Melbourne City getting up.
Yes, they did. It was, I guess the best way to describe the game would be an arm wrestle. It never really reached any great heights of fluency for either team. But look, I just think Melbourne City took, you know, they seize the big moments better. And big moments come down to big challenges. They come down to chances in front of goal. They come down to big decisions from the referee. And I thought Melbourne City were on the, you know, they were on the right side of the ledger. And
got
and
the rubber
three.
Green.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, definitely.
And better team won?
Yeah. I don't know if any team really deserved to win or lose that game, TK. Okay. And I know someone had to. And Melbourne City seized the big chance with, you know, what odds us sitting here this morning talking about Tim Cahill being the goal scorer that decided the game. You know, I mean, he just does it so often. And it was a fantastic finish. Great delivery from Frandish on the right-hand side. And it's a world-class header picked up by a central defender in Matty Yerman. So he had to out-jump him and outsmart him. And he did that. And the power he got on the header from a standing start was phenomenal, as we can see here on Channel 526, if you're watching. It's just a great goal to win any contest.
You're right. The fact that he was fading backwards and still got enough on that ball and just the angle he got was pinpoint.
And up against probably the form goalkeeper of the league as well in Danny Vukovic. So a great goal all round. And he just keeps doing it, TK.
I need help, right? Which I can hear everyone going, yes, of course you need help. What is it about soccer players? When they score a goal, they don't want to celebrate with their teammates. They celebrate by themselves.
They just want to run off. They want to be running free.
And then they always try and break free from their teammates, like a UFC battle, to just be there by themselves.
Well, first of all, they do want to celebrate with their teammates, but they want their teammates to follow them. And Timmy Cahill's trademark is that corner flag. He's ruined plenty of them the world over.
But, no, he's not the only one.
No, of course he's not.
And then they got to shrug them all off.
Yeah. Look, it's hard to explain, but in our game, scoring a goal is the hardest part of our game, but it's the best part of our game. And when it happens, the adrenaline that runs through your body, and I know this because I scored one goal in my whole career. But it's a fantastic feeling. Look, the crowd are loving it. Timmy Cahill's loving it.
He's broken that bloke's arm, getting it off from around his neck. Look, we talking about last night's game, there was, well, let's start with the free kick not given. 92 minutes gone. Even for a bit of a novice, it looked like a free kick all day, every day.
Yeah, it was.
Not given. It was outside the penalty box just. Could have changed things.
Yeah, it could have. It was, as you said, in injury time. Osama Malik on Alex Brosk. Broski's done everything that all young strikers should do, and that's take his run across the line of the defender, so he either has to let him go or bring him down. Osama Malik had an armful of Broski. It was a free kick, and it was a red card. Not that I think the red card would have mattered much at that stage of the game, but certainly a free kick on the edge of the box. You know, Sydney have got some dead ball specialists. And, you know, goal takes it to extra time and gives Sydney the chance to win it.
Very interesting. Now, we're talking about the aftermath and the presentation. And
the, how did I know this had come up, Slats?
And the expletive. Well, only because it was just the most bizarre way to finish a celebratory speech or a winning speech.
Look, my take on the F-bomb, I thought Bruno Fornaroli said, we've won this one, so follow us for the rest of the season.
Yeah, well, you're no lip reader, are you? Well, you didn't have to be a lip reader,
I think it came down to a couple of things. I think it came down to the fact that he was reading off palm cards. His English isn't great, so he was frustrated. And I think it came down to the fact that he was a bit frustrated that he didn't score a goal. So all that frustration combined equals an F-bomb. It's unacceptable. I think FFA need to make a stance, and they probably need to throw a fine at him for it, because it is bringing the game into disrepute. Coaches get done for it. Players get done on the field for it. That's in front of the whole nation on the winning dais in his victory speech.
Some of our text messages are saying that his teammates were saying it's a term of endearment, and you know they would have encouraged him to use it. But
he struggles with our language.
Well, I don't think he struggled. He didn't struggle with that word.
No, because that's a universal word.
Yeah,
you understand that the world over.
You certainly do. Does this hurt Sydney FC?
Look, I don't think so. I actually think it may end up making their season, because Graham Arnold is the master at turning negatives into positives. And I think he will have got his team together in the dressing room straight after and said, bottle this feeling, bottle this emotion, because we're not going to feel this again this season. And I think that will resonate through his squad. I think the senior players will grab hold of that and make sure they drive it into the younger players' heads.
Yeah.
And that, look, there is no doubt in my mind that they've got the best balanced squad to go on and win something this year. So this disappointment could just drive them to that next level. Yeah. Disappointing performance last week against Adelaide. Disappointing result last night in a game that never reached great heights, but it was a cup final. So I see this driving Sydney FC on this season.
Mm-hmm. And Perth, mate, they've got a couple of injury problems.
They do. They lost Castro and Risden last week. Risden in the warm-up, Castro in the early stages of the game against the Mariners. And they were disappointing last week. The Mariners fully deserve their 3 points, no doubt about that. But Kenny Lowe has a big job picking that team up because Castro is a massive player for them. Risden gives them a lot of thrust down the right-hand side. And they're both out for between 4 and 6 weeks. They go to Melbourne Victory this weekend, and that's a tough place to go. It's 3 against 5. Perth are 2 points behind Melbourne Victory, so it's a massive game in the context of the season for them.
You going to come up to Mudgee?
Mate, I would love to. I'm in at Fox Sports tomorrow doing the lab for this weekend's game, so I can't get there, but I would have been there with bells on. Great place.
It is a good place.
Some beautiful vineyards just outside of town.
Yeah,
I'm sure
are.
You guys won't go anywhere near them.
No. Well, if we get there early enough, actually, TK. What time are you leaving?
Should we touch on Gareth Southgate quickly?
Yeah, yes. £2 million.
Yeah. Now, if you go to China, you get about $12 million.
So, sorry, he was interim coach of England.
Yep.
He's now officially been appointed as coach of England. £2 million.
Yeah, it's it's the toughest job in world football, the England manager. And I think there's more scrutiny, more pressure on the England manager than any other job in the world. They're ranked 13th in the world. They're top of their group at the moment, the World Cup qualifying. They've got a friendly against the world champions in Germany in March, and then they play their next World Cup qualifier against Lithuania 4 or 5 days later. So, look, great opportunity for him. He's a very young manager to take on a job of that magnitude. But let's hope England and all England supporters get behind him and give him a fair crack.
Yeah, he'll need it. Thank you, Mossy.
Pleasure, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Speak to you tomorrow.